Residents in the city of Utica got to weigh in recently on how the city will go about its effort to improve the lives of lower-income residents. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, it's part of a state-funded initiative to combat poverty rates in 16 upstate cities.
The gymnasium at the Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School in Utica was packed last week during the poverty town hall meeting. Those who attended were asked to cast their votes for five projects aimed at eliminating the barriers that prevent people from moving out of poverty. The most popular project was a 24-hour child care center. Shamika Rather says she recently had to quit a job because of a lack of child care options.
We need those 24 hours. That gives parents more flexibility for secure child care. It would give me more options for work.
The second place proposal was a job corps to assist younger residents with developing job skills and finding work. The administrator of Utica's Poverty Reduction Initiative, Deitra Harvey, hopes to get the two projects off of the ground next year with state money and local partnerships. But Harvey says first, they must ensure those projects also address racism, which many in the community say is at the heart of Utica's poverty problem.
Do we know exactly what that's going to look like? Not today. But we do recognize that we can't sleep on it and we can't let it go. So we're making it a priority and a must.
In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.